Blog Talk Radio.
My mind is in my
show. Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Uh-huh. Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
And here I am, Miss La Crush Hearts. This is Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox on Phone Fantasy Radio, and tonight is the Indie Blast feature. Welcome to the show. I hope everyone had a very lovely, lovely Valentine. Oh, it was cold out here. Ain't no let's go out to the snow. Cold. It's 11 degrees, 7 degrees. In some parts, negative 25 degrees. Listen, Valentine's Day 2015 was no joke. I don't see me wearing stilettos with black ice on the floor and I'm going to slip and fall. No. You better learn how to cook some Pop-Tarts or something, because we not going out. Mm-mm, nope. We not going out there. Nope. Well, big shout out to everybody that supports and celebrate Valentine's Day. I hope y'all did enjoy 2015, February 14th. I hope y'all enjoyed it. I really do. From the bottom of my heart, I really do. Me, myself, I was in the bed by 10 o'clock. There was no one person from Guyana or somewhere said Happy Valentine's Day to me. I'm lying. My little homie, y'all know her, she Charisma from Alabama. She bought me a little rose. Aww. You know, we was, times are hard. We ain't got time for all that. Big shout out to Mia. She came and she done did my hair. She done did my hair today. It is so cute. I feel like Barbie up in here, my hair down my back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm feeling type of way. I got that, what's that? Break your neck hairdo going on. That's what I got. I got that break your neck hairdo going on. Anyway, folks, this is the Monday Night Jukebox, Musically Inclined. And this is the third Monday of the month where we like to highlight talent, you know, especially musical talent, indie artists from around the world, if you will, making big moves. But tonight, we have a special guest coming in. He is actually the CEO of the independent label Mysterious Entertainment, whose tagline is the major indie label. I like that. The major indie label. And his name is Dino Domino. And he's the nephew of blues singer Fats Domino. So he is making big moves. He got music all through his blood. And we can't wait to sit down with him and have a nice conversation about what he's doing, how he's influencing the music game, and, you know, what's in the works for the future with him. So we can't wait to handle that. By all means, join me in the chat room at phonefantasyradio.com/live. You can always call up, say hi, speak your mind. Interact with us at 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. What we're going to do right now, I'm sorry, because when I said that, the first thing that came to mind, we're going to go back, way back into time. You know when they do that. Okay, that just happened to pop in my head. Yeah, right. Tonight, we're going to go ahead and share some music, and when we get back, we're going to get the night started. That's the plan, to get the night started. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. I am in the chat room. You know, come check me out. Be right back.
Every second, every minute, man, I swear that she can get it. Say if you a bad bitch, put your hands up high. Hands up high. Hands up high. Tell them that lights down right now. Put me in the talking about dark room perfume. Go, go.
I recognize your fragrance. Hold up, you ain't never gotta say shit. And I know your taste is a little bit high maintenance. Everybody else basic. You live life on an everyday basis with poetic justice. Poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to you when you're in the mood for empathy. It's blood in my pen. Better yet, with your friends and them. I really wanna know you all. I really wanna show you off. Fuck that. Pour up plenty of champagne. Cold nights when you curse this name. You called up your girlfriends and y'all curled in that little bitty range. I heard that she wanna go and party. She wanna go and party. Nigga, don't approach her with that Atari. Nigga, that ain't good game, homie. Sorry. They say conversation rule a nation. I can tell, but I could never write my wrongs lest I write it down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright. I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy fucking with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but goddamn, you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the fun sex, your natural hair and your soft skin and your big ass and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that they move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell, but I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song, alright.
Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margins, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice, poetic justice. If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive, when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it. Mm-hmm. That's your heartbeat, it either caught me or it caught me. Mm-hmm. Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly, and right before you go blind, P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it.
And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in a song.
One more time, homie. Where's you?
Hey, you all here for Saran, homie?
This is a demo track.
This is a demo track.
Yo.
Word.
Let's get it.
Yo.
I've been cool with chicks, it's Ninja Turtle flicks, Mortal Kombat 2, I flip chicks for kicks, but you got a smile that could finish my shit, and make me feel like this life is worth it. I can tell you got a job cause of how you work it. I'm just trying to be a part of your employment service. sis and make sure that ass come on time. Boss lady of mine, I'm punching in at 9 and going to 5 in the a.m. I work a full shift overtime. If you patient, you doing your thing. I mean the anticipation got me waiting on you just like the DMD. Well, can we move this line, please? This line, please. I'm really trying to get inside of where them thighs be. Your face first, I'm jumping in. Yeah, that's where you find me. I'm just trying to get a little lost in your love.
All of me.
Trying to put a little wiggle in your middle, yeah, to get you loud like a cymbal. And you can blow the whistle if the shit is so official. You can be the driver, long as I can ride with you. I just wanna see your little kitten cry, no tissue. Feeling like I miss you, it ain't really an issue. But now that I got you, it's all about what I do with you. We at the bed like it ain't one end. I heard you say, I kinda like it when you pull on my head. I'm like, word, you know I'm bald, but you are down there. And that's the part of you that I really gotta share. I give a little more than take a little back. I love it when you put them little arches in your back like that. Yeah, you know you got crack. So I'ma give you all of me, cause you don't know how to act.
All of me. All of you.
That's what I wanna do.
That's all I wanna do.
That's alright with you.
That's cool.
All of me.
I am your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts. And we just started the night off with some Poetic Justice with Kamara Kendrick. Whatever. But the hottest track of the night, I just played it. Dame O, All of Me. Awesome track right there. Big shout out to Dame O, Chicago native. But he's out here in New York City. And guess what, folks? He's coming to Phone Fantasy Radio full time. Dame O is joining the Phone Fantasy Radio team. He will debut next month with the Dame O Show every Wednesday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's going to be awesome. This dude is wicked intelligent. He's funny. He's talented. He is just awesome. I'm so happy and glad he decided to bring his awesomeness to Phone Fantasy Radio. So that's just going to be exciting. So keep posted. Like us on Facebook at WRPF Radio. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website. It's going to be awesome. We're trying to do big things for 2015, and I think he's going to be a tremendous attribute to Folk Fantasy Radio this year. So I'm really excited, and I'm proud that we are making big moves in 2015. Well, let's get the night started. Tonight is the third Monday of the night, and what we like to do on here is showcase independent artists and talent from around the world. That's what I like to do. This is what Musically Inclined Monday Nights, the Monday Night Jukebox, was really for. So the third Monday, I like to showcase that, and I have what we call the Indie Blast feature. And tonight, we got awesome individual coming to our airwaves by the name of Dino. Dino Domino, he's the nephew of blues artist Fat Domino, and he's also the CEO of indie label Mysterious Entertainment. And their tagline, the major indie label. And I really like that. So he's going to come join us and give us some insight on his influences in the music game and share his experience with us. And I'm so happy that that he's going to join us tonight. But before we get to Mr. CEO himself, let me give you a little sample of the talent that this sexy man contains. And we're going to be right back. This is Keeping It Gutta, his latest single. Why not play it? Be right back.
DJ Big Reed. Swisher. Yes.
Hey, Dino, man, you ready?
Yeah.
Flip in the building.
It's up.
I feel like there's too much lying going on in the rap game.
Gee, me too.
Let's set them straight.
All right.
You ready?
You know.
Lag
you
out.
Know.
You can miss me with that tough talk,
yeah.
Cause I done seen it out. And you ain't seen what I seen or did what I did. Speak the truth, man, we ain't like y'all.
Nah.
It's funny how these cats be talking like they really slanging. I hear they words, but it's like they speaking a different language. Incorporated, but I'm faded. My cranium packed uranium, killing them softly, dog. But I watch my statements, huh? Yeah, I'm rolling, mine is golden. With the block unfolded, I'm fine with the vibe I've been loading. Vibrant, only this time I'm zoning. Blow this, well, I might as well be the coldest all by myself. Sick as always when it already smells like a vomited wood. How many shells? I'm prorated, street car without no bailiff. Locked up in like 08, and it's hard to say when it's cocaine and it's all good. Motherfuck, when they thought would have been boss, could have been all sugar. And suck lights in your face down in your own blood.
You can miss me with that tough talk, cause I done seen it out. And you ain't seen what I seen or did what I did. I speak the truth, man, we ain't like y'all. Nah.
I was trapping like a bitch in the kitchen, man. Dreams of being rich, staring at the kitchen fan. Noodles on the counter, chopper by the fridge. And when I buzz your ass in, you know what it is. A full body pat down, this the mob life. Your family rich, what you mean you lived a hard life? It's too much lying on these records, what a truth at. How many times them niggas clapped and you ain't shoot back? My niggas far from cheerleaders, but they'll catch your body. I pack a prototype gun, but this my special copy. And I can use it on your crew, that's if you own it, buddy. The car in pristine condition, but my cup muddy.
You can miss me with that tough talk, cause I done seen it out. And you ain't seen what I seen or did what I did. I speak the truth, man, we ain't like y'all.
Nah. I'm sipping on this cognac, listening to these bitches yap about how they so real, but cutting deals behind your back. So I stay strapped like I'm fresh out Iraq.
Okay.
45 cock, red dot on that snapback. Most of y'all was reject, faker than your Rolex. You're stepping on the toes that belong to a T-Rex. Bitch niggas in the game, man, that's a defect.
Okay.
I shoot first, talk later, bruh.
That's a reflex.
Right below the surface, I'm lurking like a gator. Cause stretching niggas out has always been in my nature. Sometimes it's hard to tell real smoke from the vapors. Protecting home coat like an Indiana Pacer, you know.
You can miss me with that tough talk, cause I done seen it out. And you ain't seen what I seen or did what I did. I speak the truth, man, we ain't like y'all.
What the hell?
Nah.
I tie you bitch.
bitch ass niggas on the track. Nigga, you saying something. You might wanna keep your mouth closed, cause nigga, you ain't saying nothing. Ain't saying talk nothing about how I got this and that. Nigga, about to lose that. I know some niggas in the street, but they're coming out of the house and use that. I gotta get, I can see through niggas like shark and water. You rappers out here by the line. It's time for the nigga, put you back in order. They say, hey, TJ, we write third verse. I rewrote third verse. I'm going harder. Song with along the lines of Louise and Jay Carter. You fake niggas, you stand out. You run your mouth. Blah, blah, shots rang out. Now hit the ass all stretched out. Now you inside that chalk line. This is the prime of the devil to put that nigga getting out of the line.
You can miss me with that tough talk, cause I done seen it out. And you ain't seen what I seen or did what I did. I speak the truth, man, we ain't like y'all. Nah. You can miss me with that tough talk, cause I done seen it out. And you ain't seen what I seen or did what I did. I speak the truth, man, we ain't like y'all. Nah.
Big OG shout to my little bro, little Flip. Mysterious Entertainment, Southern Ride, Volume 2, nigga. Stop all that internet lying, nigga. Studio gangsta ass nigga, get the thumb out your ass.
Welcome back to Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. I'm your hostess, Miss La Crush Hearts. I don't have a little technical difficulties. Give me a second to get
back situated. Okay, here we go. Back to life here. Back to life here. Okay, that right there was Dino Keeping It Gutter, CEO of Mysterious Entertainment. And we got him live right here. The very awesome, talented, and ladies, he is good looking, Mr. Dino. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Miss Lady? I appreciate you having me on your show.
Thank you for being a part of it. We appreciate you taking the time out and joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Okay, and we also have your buddy here. Want to introduce him?
Yeah, this is the president of my production company, Boss Beats Production. His name is Drilla, and he is also the vice president of Mysterious EMT.
Hello, Krisha. How are you doing tonight?
It's La Crush, but I'm doing well. Thank you.
I'm sorry, La Crush. I got it.
Yeah, it's try to be different. That's it. I'm just trying to be different. Welcome to the show, both of you. Glad y'all was able to take the time out. And we want to get right down to business. Mr. Domino, tell us who you are, because you got a long resume.
Well, I tried to make it short and sweet. I know I'm going to probably leave something out, but in a nutshell, my name is Dino. I'm the CEO of Mysterious Entertainment, LLC. Balls of Beats Productions, and Limelight Booking. I started off as an artist, migrated over to the business aspect of everything, developed Mysterious Entertainment, brought in some artists. I have a bachelor's degree in music production. I also have a bachelor's degree in music industry. And my right-hand man is Drilla, who is currently pursuing his bachelor's degree in music production, so I made him the president of False Beats. We've worked with a lot of people. We have an official affiliation with Switcher House via DJ Big Red. We also have a current standing major distribution deal through Indie Music Factory, IMF. So, I mean, we're doing a lot of things, and we just be out here grinding, that's all.
Well, we like grind. Our theme for 2015 is to stay focused and stay consistent. So we definitely like grind here at Phone Fantasy Radio. Okay, so Drilla, tell us a little bit about you and, you know, the things that you're doing.
Well, originally I'm from Montgomery, Alabama, Roll Tide. And I got a long history of a military background, but my musically inclination kind of came from my mom. I seem like I've just had a different, many different genres of music kind of exposed to me at a very early age. And back in high school, I used to be kind of like the local DJ. I had a couple of groups now and then. But overall, throughout my whole entire life, I've always been, loved music, always had drum machines, keyboards, all those aspects around me. But it wasn't until recently when I was retired, I was very, very fortunate to meet Dino. And it's great to have those people and meet them because they inspire you to do more, do great things. He's had a great, great work ethic, and he's just taking me to the next level. Can't meet a better guy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, Dino, first I have to ask you this. You are the nephew. Blues great. So you got music running in your blood. How was it? how was it, and how did it influence you with music now?
I am the great nephew of Fats Domino. For those who don't know, he's a famous platinum blues singer, also categorized in pop from the 1950s. Mm-hmm. I really didn't know who he was when I was growing up. I just used to see a guy. He was an old man to me when I was a kid, you know, at different family reunions and family gatherings and stuff like that. And I really didn't understand who he was and the gravity of what he has accomplished. Excuse me, in the industry until my adulthood. And then that's when it really dawned on me that, okay, now I understand why I was so fascinated with studios and all the little lights and buttons and knobs on the engineering board and vocals and stuff like that. But I would say he influenced me in the sense that his work ethic was unparalleled. It was unresolved. He didn't just wait until he went to the studio in order to perfect his craft. He was constantly, constantly working on music. And that just kind of rubbed off on me. And I was like, okay, in order to be great, in order to gain any level of success, you have to work and sacrifice beyond anything that you can imagine to attempt to gain any sort of level of success in this industry. And that's what I've applied all of these years, and it's gotten me to this point so far.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That was very good. You wear many different hats. I knew about Mysterious Entertainment, but I didn't know about the Boss Beats and stuff like that. So tell us how you came up with Mysterious Entertainment. Was that the first thing you did?
Yeah, actually, and again, I'll give you a brief summary. I started off as an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, oh, man, it was back in the 90s. I put together maybe about 75 demos and press kits. And I remember going to the post office, mailing all these press kits out to all these different labels across the country. And I got nothing but negative feedback with every single last one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I decided, I was like, you know, I got to be doing something wrong. What is it that I need to do? So I started looking into, you know, what does it mean to be an artist? How can I get these people's attention? So I started focusing on the business aspect of it. And that's how basically Mysterious ENT was born. So once I established Mysterious Entertainment, I was like, well, why should I stop there? Because now I need venues. Now I need a production company. I don't have all this money to go out and pay people $120 to $500 a beat every time I need a beat.
Mm-hmm.
So I developed Boss Beats Productions because I'm also the executive producer there. Went to school, got my bachelor's degree on that. So I also started Limelight Booking in order to facilitate getting venues and doing live shows. So basically that's how all three of those companies were established.
So it's, everything is in-house.
Yeah, we have everything in-house. We have DJs, we have producers, we have marketing and promotion, we have distribution, we have contacts to get venues. I mean, basically everything that you need. I mean, we have Even to the point of getting your CDs and everything pressed up, we have an official affiliation with 24-Hour Disc where they sponsor us so we can get our CDs and offer CDs to other people at an extremely low discount.
That is awesome. I love everything that I'm hearing, and I like the fact that everything is in-house because, you know, I'm trying to do everything myself, but how do you manage to wear
so
many different hats?
It's hard. I tell you, it's hard. Without Drilla, as the president of Limelight Booking, Big World, without those individuals, and as well as DJ Big Red from Swisher House, because I've learned a lot from him, it's very difficult to manage three companies, be an executive producer, and still be an artist myself, and manage five artists. So, I mean, it's a lot of work.
Wow, imagine. So, Drilla, you're here. I have not forget about you. You know, I heard your story. You're coming in, if you will, late into the game, if you will. Like, you're just starting out. And how has this experience been for you? Like, you know, was this your number one passion? Or did you just, you know, I want to be down?
Well, in the military, I've spent like 22 years of nothing but medical field, and my passion has been so ingrained in me that even once I've gotten out, that I've always had that drive for nothing but music. Even if I wasn't going to be doing professionally, I'd be doing it in my basement, you know, doing it on the corner, you know, soliciting myself, making music, and that's the way I've always been. And I tell you, just from it's that crawl, walk, run phase. You know, at one point I was just crawling. I have tons and tons of music just, you know, sitting here on my hard drives here. But to actually meet someone to have, like I said before, have some of the same interest, and not only have the same interest, but be able to take what I have and to spread it out into a bigger venue. And I understand the aspects that he brings to the table, as opposed to just not being a studio producer, not just being a musician and an artist. I hate to say it, but a lot of those things mean absolutely nothing if you can't get your stuff out to the millions. And he's not even talking about the other percentage of things that we do. I mean, obviously between the mixing, mastering service that we do for pretty much all our clients, I think one of the biggest things that I've learned that each artist, each person that comes in, we have to approach them very individually and give them the direct focus, you know, what they need to, you know, their particular song. We don't take over their songs. We still let them direct it. But at the same time, we try to influence them to, you know, give them an idea of, hey, this is what's kind of going, and this might be some subtle changes. You know, you can do what you want to do, but I'm here to tell you these are the things. And I think the biggest thing is the constant consultation services that we do. And obviously the career guidance. I mean, it's been a roller coaster ride, and I'm trying to stay up. Got to stay afloat in 24-hour day, 5-hour drinks, Red Bulls all the time. But it's good. It's absolutely great. Collaboration is the key.
Definitely agree with that. So y'all doing big things. Y'all are definitely a major player in the indie music underground, if you will, and then some, because y'all offer so much service. Let me ask you, Dino, there's an indie artist out there who got, you know, the dream of being the next Drake, and he needs all the services you can provide. How can he get on your roster? What is the criteria?
To get on my roster. I will be 100% honest. I'm very picky about the artists that I actually sign to my label because the things that I look for, number one, is work ethic. Work ethic and willingness to invest in yourself. Because I do have a team of individuals and an extensive network behind me that's willing to invest in anything that I put my stamp on. But I will not bring an individual to the table if they're not willing to go out and invest in themselves, i.e. paying for a $50 or $65 photo shoot or, you know, financing their own video. I can get a video done at $150, maybe $200. If that individual is not willing to or have the resources to do that or willing to work, then it's going to be very difficult for me to bring them on board because my publicist, LaShawn Turner, she's very demanding. So if she calls me and she say, hey, you know, I need this, I need a bio, I need a song, I need a video, I need this by this time, I'm going to in turn, you know, call that individual and say, hey, I need you to do this, 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 and this because the song isn't complete. It needs these changes so I can go back and remix it, remaster it, or send it to Driller, and I need them to be on it at that time, not wait 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks down the line. So that work ethic to me is the most important thing. The loyalty to the company is the second most important. And honestly, the music is somewhere around three or four, to be honest.
Okay. Sounds like a plan. So you offer these services individually, you know, if they just need a video, if they just need a photo shoot, the indie artists out there. How can we find out more information about all your services and the things that you do?
Well, to get a very detailed summary of what we do, you can go to our official website, which is www.mysteriousent.com. You can get at us on Facebook, you know, Facebook/MysteriousEntLLC. We're also on Twitter at @mysterious_ENT. And then I'll let Driller give out the information for Boss Beats.
Well, if they want to get us from the Boss Beat perspective, it's Boss Beats Productions. And that's Boss Beats with a Z, not an S. Make sure they get it right. And also our Twitter page is /BossBeats, same thing with a Z, Boss Beats Prod, as in productions. And we also got a Facebook page, same thing, Boss Beats Productions. And I also have two email, actually. I have a Boss Beats at Mysterious.com, and I also have a Driller independent, as you were, Driller at Mysterious.com. And obviously I can get my contact number later if people need to hit me up.
Okay. Sounds like a plan for those who just tuned in. We have Dino and Driller for Mysterious Entertainment, the major indie label. I love that tagline that you have, Dino. It's really, you know, forget the commercial, you know, the new wave right now is indie independent artists. So I love the fact that you are major and you're not underground.
Thank you.
So I do love that. I really get that tagline. And, if you want to talk to them, you sure can. 805-830-8320. Press 1, and we'll definitely let you on, and you can ask them a question, shout-out, all that good stuff. Let me ask you about the roster that you have now, the artists
okay.
that you have now. Who's on the number one top 10 for 2015? Who are you focused on right now?
Oh, well, it's kind of hard to pinpoint it that way. Right now, what we are pushing as a company and as an entity, we are pushing two EPs from two of our premier artists. One is called A1, the EP, which is currently available and distributed through Indie Music Factory. It's currently right now available on Amazon Music, Google Play, iTunes, overseas, all that good stuff. And that's by ATZ. He's one of my he's more of our turn up type guy. You know, when we need to turn up and we need, you know, one of those fire hooks or, you know, one of those verses that make you wanna dance, we call TZ to do that. The second is Minus. He is based out of San Antonio, originally from Omaha, Nebraska. His EP, The Infamous, is also out on those same retailers. And he's that guy that just makes you step your game up. When you hear his lyrical ability, you have no choice but to be like, you know what, I'm going to go back and rewrite my verse because I'm not going to put this on here with him. He's one of those types. So those are the two main artists that we're pushing right now. However, we do have raw talent one of the first female artists that we've had on the label. Her EP is getting ready to drop, called Raw Diamond. And then we also have Keisha, who is the newest artist on Mysterious CNT. Her EP is going to be dropping later this year.
Sounds good. You got a lot of hats going on, and y'all doing big things over at Mysterious Entertainment. So I appreciate y'all taking the time out of your busy schedule to come and join us tonight. Okay, I got to ask because I'm curious. You're a good-looking man. Love the photo shoot on the website. I am looking at the website. I did. So I got to ask. Valentine's Day just passed. What did you do?
It was very, very chill. Nothing elaborate. My wife is currently 31 weeks pregnant, so I didn't want to do too much to, you know, get her all riled up. I just need her to relax and everything. So I just cooked her some breakfast and cooked dinner for her. And that was really about it. We kept it low key just to keep the stress off.
That's great. That's great. Drilla, how's
food? Oh, I did pretty much the same thing. We just did a nice little lunch at Olive Garden, and I think that night we just maybe watched just a few movies, kept it in, a little cuddle time, stuff like that.
Aw. Well, congratulations to both of y'all. Mm-hmm. Drilla, how's
food? Yes, ma'am.
How you're going back to school after so many years, I believe. So,
yeah, I've been in and out.
How's that process for you?
It's great. It's a great learning experience. I kind of wish I would have did a lot earlier, but I think there's a reason for everything. And I think meeting Domino, being introduced to this game so late, I think I'm as focused as I can be or ever will be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go there to get A's. I don't go there to, you know, impress others. I go there to gain the knowledge and everything in order to apply it to the actual music industry. And we got some great instructors. And I think the biggest thing, especially where I'm going, I think just the ability to collaborate, because we're so many different people, different types of people, different types, to the point where if I need more videos or if I need more photography, if I need some graphics, art design, you know, right there at the clock, you know, snap your finger, I can have access to all these people who are willing to work and are also looking to build their brand as well. And plus, you know, when you got a $2.5 million studio at your fingertips, it always helps. Trust me.
Wow. That's awesome. That is definitely awesome. We got a caller from the 254. What's your name and where you calling from?
My name is G.A. Misunderstood.
G.A.
Whoa.
G.A.
Good.
Homie.
What's going on?
How you doing, man? What's up?
Nah, man, just checking in on this interview, man. Got inspired, man. Just listening to y'all, man. But I do have a question for y'all.
Okay.
What is the criteria?
Huh? Hello? Did we lost him? Hello?
He said, "What is the criteria? What's the criteria?"
Yeah, what's the criteria?
The criteria for what?
Getting on that roster.
The criteria to get on the roster is simply having a unresolved work ethic, willingness to invest in yourself, and the willingness to listen and be coached, because we do have an extensive network of people that we take advice from In the Music Factory, the Universal Music Group, to Swisher House, the people that have been in the game for, you know, 15, 20 years plus. So that's really about it. The main thing that I always say is, in my studio, there's no ego. So when you step in the studio, hey, just be willing to work, take constructive criticism, because the ultimate goal is to make that song, whatever that song is, the best song that it can be. Not the best song in the world, but the best song that that song can be. Because once you put it out to the public, you can't take it back.
Right. Man, I appreciate the movement y'all have made out here in Killeen, Texas, man. I appreciate all y'all hard work and effort out here, man. I am a listener. I am a follower, and I love everything y'all doing, man. Appreciate y'all, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, too.
Good stuff, G.
Thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate that. So y'all are doing awesome things and influencing a lot of people. And I just want to know, I'm an R&B head. I really don't do hip-hop. But
okay.
The fact that you are an artist and now you're focused on the business aspect of it, so you've seen both sides of the entertainment industry. It's 2015. You know, we got hot niggas out there. We got hot boys in the 90s. Where do you see the evolution of hip-hop going?
Well, what I've seen in the music industry is that the music industry repeats itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through the phase back, you know, with Kool Moe Dee, all them guys, Chubb Rock, Big Daddy Kane, you know, filtering into the LL Cool J era, going into the Outkast era, coming into the No Limit era, and then of course, you know, now with a lot of the turn up type music. But it's going to recycle, and it's not going to recycle and be exactly the same as the 90s. It won't be like that, but it will go back to and start the process over, where lyrics will take the center stage versus just the turn up. There's nothing wrong with turn up. There's nothing wrong with being lyrical. It's just at this point in time right now, artists need to understand that, you know, you have to kind of, that we're at that turning point right now where the lyricists are starting to come out. They're starting to really, you know, have a presence. So the turn up is kind of starting to, it's not dying down yet, but it is starting to. I can see it, where the lyricists are starting to take more center stage. So being able to combine those two will actually generate a, I guess you can call it a new genre, because the turn-up basically was a new genre where it wasn't so lyrical. With a lot of these, you know, artists like Future and 2 Chainz and stuff like that, they're, I mean, to hip-hop, people who really study hip-hop, like my good friend MC Sharrock, the first female MC ever in the history of hip hop. It's very delicate. I'm gonna just put it to you like that. It's very delicate, and the music game and what is hot is going to change, and it changes all the time. It's gonna recycle. So I see it going back to a combination of turn up and being lyrical.
What? I never thought about it that way. See, learn something new every day, folks. For those who just tuned in, we are on air live with the Driller and also CEO of Mysterious Entertainment, Dino Domino. And he's just giving us the insight and sharing his experience and sharing his knowledge with us. And we really do appreciate both of y'all taking the time out to join us tonight.
Yeah, we appreciate you having us.
Yeah. One last time, you got people that's interested. They want to know more about your services. They want to know more about what it is that you do. Boss Beat, you got all these connections. You got everything, all these projects going on. Give us that info one more again.
Okay. Our official website is www.mysteriousent.com. You can also hit us on Twitter at @mysterious_ENT, and also on Facebook at Facebook/mysteriousentllc. And I'm gonna do something I don't normally do. I'm gonna give out. I'll give my direct number. This is the business operations number. It is 832-304-DINO, D-I-N-O. And I'm gonna let Drilla give out the Boss Beats information. But I will say this: our main project right now that we're focused on for 2015 is the third installment of our series of mixtapes called Southern Riot. So this is Southern Riot Volume 3, hosted by our official DJ, DJ Big Red of Swisher House. And it is a major opportunity for artists to gain a maximum exposure across the U.S., Europe, and overseas. The first two mixtapes generated a total of 785,000 downloads. So we're looking to break 1 million downloads on this particular mixtape. So if anybody out there is looking to get on this mixtape and get this maximum exposure, you can go to the website and all the information is there on how to submit. So right now I turn it over to Driller so he can talk about Boss Beats.
Again, one more time, if folks need to contact us at Boss Beats Productions, they can hit me up at Boss Beats with a Z Productions.com. Twitter page is / Boss Beats Prod as in Productions. Facebook, same thing. And my email is Boss Beats at Mysterious Entertainment. And I spell that Mysterious ENT.com. And my phone number is 512-525-2739. And again, if people need that outstanding professional music, a wide range of genres of music, everything from R&B, hip hop, electronica, rock. I mean, we even make custom produced beats on request, high quality mastering, mixing, a couple of other things that kind of fall into it as well. Like I said before, like the consultation, artist development, promotion, advertising, songwriting, even do arrangements, and obviously the career guidance. But the overall intent is obviously to inspire our clients to maximize their potential and also be able to improve any aspects of them through constant and consistent collaboration. So, hey, I'm always looking for beats, and producers as well.
That's great. Thank you both.
LaCrush, can I say one last thing?
Yeah, sure.
The main thing that I want to put out to all the listeners that's listening, as an artist, there's two things that I would recommend. One, learn a little bit about the business. Don't just completely focus on being an artist, because whatever label you're with, or if you're independent and you get with a label or you get with a major label, you don't want to be taken advantage of. Learn a little bit. Learn something about the industry, about the business. And number two, please, please stop recording over MP3s. It is an engineer's nightmare to record vocals over an MP3. If you want your sound, if you want to be considered a major player or taken seriously as an artist, you have to have your beats tracked out. If your producer and your engineer, well, if your producer is not tracking out your beat for you, that's a problem. You need to find another producer. Because when you're carving, it's called carving in the industry, when you're carving and you're mixing that beat and those vocals, those frequencies from your vocals and the instrumental, if they clash and the beat is an MP3, there's nothing the engineer can do about it. But if the beat is tracked out, they can find that one instrument with that one frequency that's clashing with your vocals and remove it. And it makes for a cleaner sound. It makes for more professional sound. People take you seriously when they hear it. That's just my two cents.
That's an awesome two cents right there for somebody in the industry. So people take heed. This show is downloadable. If you missed it, it's going to be on our mobile app, iTunes, all that good stuff. We're out there too. PhoneFancyRadio.com is the website. Thank you both for for joining us tonight and sharing your knowledge, and we wish you much success or continued success for 2015. And we're definitely going to look out for your artists on your roster, because obviously they had to be top-notch to roll with y'all.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having us on your show.
Thank you so much for being here again. Folks, this is Mysterious Entertainment's very own Dino and Drilla. They came in, they shared their knowledge, their experience, and we appreciate them for tuning in. Thank you to everybody that tuned in and called up, and we appreciate you supporting us. And we can't wait to see what comes of 2015 for y'all.
Any yes, ma'am.
Last words, final thoughts, shout outs before
Drilla?
We end?
None. As long as I want to send a quick shout out, you know, obviously some of our sponsors, Big Head Red, I know you talked about him, our official DJ's Wish House, Squad One DJs, Petty's Barbecue, Harker Heights Event Center, Eddie's where they hold it down for us. And we just want to send those shout outs to those folks.
Yeah, and I would like to send a special shout-out to Jason Dixon, the CEO of Push, Steve Riley, the CEO of IMF and the Music Factory, G-Dash, one of the CEOs and founders, and G-Dash and DJ Michael Watts, DJ Michael 5000 Watts, founders of Swisher House, and all of the Swisher House artists, Paul Wall, Kirk O'Bangs, and, of course, can't forget the president of Limelight Booking, Big World. He does a lot of work for us. Appreciate you, man.
Great. I love the fact that everything is in-house and y'all got this network together and y'all competing with the big heads and actually doing an awesome job. Can I also say DJ Big Red, Breaking the Headboard, Volume 1, he played too much. I'm just going to say that.
Oh, you like that, huh?
I downloaded it. I got it.
I'll tell you something. DJ Red did all of the mixing between him and his Squad 1 DJs, which if you don't know, Squad 1 DJs is number one DJ corps out here in Texas. They're starting to take over the southern region. And number two, Boss Beats Productions, spearheaded by Drilla, did all of the mixing and mastering for that particular project. And we do have Pound in the Pavement that's getting ready to come out by DJ Red. Also, Breaking the Headboards Part 2 is getting ready to drop.
I'm ready for that one. I don't know, yeah. I never heard, like I said, I'm my own playlist. Since the internet came out, I don't even work with the radio anymore. I don't listen to 97 and, you know, all the local radio stations anymore. I make my own playlist. I can listen to my own music. So, you know,
yes,
a mixtape drop, an indie artist drop, I'm there to support. I'm on Bandcamp. I'm on CD Baby. That's my playlist right there. You know, that's my radio. So, you know, I like it when I can hear a mixtape and it's good, you know. He got a mix of both worlds. He got the old school with the new school, and it's all love, baby, making music, so I like it.
Well, thank you once again
job.
For having Mysterious CMT and Boss Beats on your show.
Well, thank you so much for coming, guys. Everybody, we're still tuned in. We're going to play one more song. I haven't heard it yet. I'm not even going to lie to you. I was at the last minute. I have not heard the song yet. So this is Body Count. What's that song about, Dino, before you go?
Well, Body Count is it features my newest artist, Keisha, and myself. And it is a little tad bit different. It's more of talking about your sexual experience. It's it's kind of provocative without being explicit. But it is a free single that we are giving away that you can download for free on our official site at www.mysteriousent.com.
Awesome. We love sex. I mean, we love sexiness here at Full Fantasy Radio. For those who just tuned in, tomorrow is our Crushing After Dark episode, and we're talking about being whack in the sack is whack. So we want to hear all those whack stories, and we're asking, what is whack sex? So that's our theme and show for tomorrow night, Crushing After Dark at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Honey Sleep with me. So I'm going to play this song by Dino and his newest artist on Mysterious Entertainment, Keisha, called Body Count, and y'all might hear it again tomorrow too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
I'm pulling your hair. I like the way you keep moving. Good, you're real close, baby. Don't lose it. You love what I do when I do what I do. Put your lips to this mic since you all in my booth. Pull it to the side. You ain't gotta be new. Make it jump like a kangaroo. It's like deja vu when I flip it like Mary Lou and eat it like a saber tooth. You know.
Gonna pull the countdown. I bet you're guessing 1, 2, 3. Get higher. Roll call. I need a body count. I'm gonna need a few more.
To give me all your stuff, with Chris Starberry, man, we about to have some freaky fun. Tell me your fantasy. See, I can be your motivation. Say you can have all of me. So I'm rushing, but I'm not waiting. Keep grinding, I'm running, so bringing it back. Slow motion, just focus, don't know how to act. Caressing my waist, just kidding, he takes. Trying to put the cream up in his face. He's diving my ocean, he loving my potion. Rub stick till I can feel no emotion. Bright minds, covered earth, wet sheets, no remorse.
I bet you're guessing 1, 2, 3. Roll call, I need a body count. I'm gonna need a few more hands to complete. Love is a game and I'm just playing with it. If you can't hang the news, I'm laying it. Whoa. Roll call, I need a body count. This kind of loving doesn't come for free.
Welcome back to Musically Inclined, the Monday Night Jukebox. Oh, can I catch my breath for a minute? Running around the house. We just played, Dino Domino featuring Keisha, Body Count. It's a free download. You can visit their website, mysteriousent.com. Thank you to Dino and Drilla for coming through and sharing their knowledge and experience and telling us more about Mysterious Entertainment, LLC. If you're looking for services, if you're an artist out there and looking for services for your music, visit their website. They do a They got everything in-house. They got mastering, Boss Beats Productions. They got a network of people that they work with, and you know, it's awesome. It's really awesome. I like that. So definitely check them out. They do shows. They do all of the above. You're an artist, serious about your craft. Just take a glance at the website. Maybe you can benefit from what they're doing as well. So it's the Monday Night Jukebox. I still got almost an hour, 54 minutes left into the show. Call up. Let me know, 805-830-8320. Press 1. Chop it up with me. Did you enjoy the show so far? Did you learn something so far? Shout out to everybody from Mysterious Entertainment for coming through and supporting Phone Fantasy Radio. We do appreciate it. We do appreciate it. So I got some music I'm going to play because it is a Monday Night Jukebox. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more and just chop it up. You know, that's how we do. All right, folks. I'll be right back. Wait, hold on. Before I go, all my big girls need to stand up. I'm going to play this track. It's a phenomenon, and it's going viral on my Facebook page. She's awesome. She's big. She's beautiful. She got skillets. She's all that in a bag of potato chips. This is Miss 007. Quit, bitch. I'm important. What better way to have anthem for 2015? I'm important, nigga. All right, we're going to get back. Tell me what you think about this track.
So, I told the bitch, I'm fat. Yeah. You ugly. Yeah. I can fix fat. You can't fix ugly.
I'm important. Kisses on the cheek, I'm important. Mirrors on my hand, I'm important. I'm coming through, bitch, I'm gorgeous. 30 on the chain, I'm important. Nigga, where the champagne, I'm pouring. You already know I'm important.
wake up in the morning and I see dollar signs. Shawty wanna roll and I'm like, oh man, she fine.
Facts.
I got money all in my pocket and my Audemars on shine. So
yeah.
Why you hating on me?
Yeah.
I'm just living my
name
life.
Right,
I'm just young and I'm doing it.
Work.
Young and I'm doing it.
Work.
Young and I'm doing it.
Work.
I'm just young and I'm doing it.
Work.
I just want the money.
Work.
Y'all can keep them bitches.
Work.
I'm young and I'm doing it.
Work.
I'm young and
I get money and fuck hoes in my spare time.
Woo.
She don't fuck on the first night, then she don't meet my deadline.
Woo.
Niggas smoking that Bob Marley, like, yeah, Molly. I'm sipping on the whole A for that perp shit. Bedtime, I cop fours like yours.
George.
Y'all niggas ain't in food. Shorty wanted that Molly.
Molly.
And I'ma get what she ordered. Pants all in my body.
Body.
Strapped up like I'm worn.
Strap.
Eat the pussy, I probably.
Body.
If it smell like water.
Talkers,
they fuck me. My wrist talkers, they suck me. These niggas claiming they ballin'. I take your bitch, Chris, I'm free. And make her buy me a whip, nigga. Nothing less than a six, nigga. Y'all ring, y'all mouth like, oh, oh, y'all some bitch,
okay,
nigga.
I wake up in the morning, and I see dollar signs.
Facts.
Shawty wanna roll, and I'm like, oh, man, she fine.
Facts.
I got money all in my pocket, and my Audemars on shine. So
yeah.
Why you hating on me?
Yeah.
I'm just living my life.
Turn
I'm
up.
Just young and I'm doing it. Young and I'm doing it.
Work.
Young and I'm doing it.
Work.
I'm just young and I'm doing it.
Work.
I just want the money.
Work.
Y'all can keep them bitches.
Work.
I'm young and I'm doing it.
Work.
I'm young and I'm doing it.
Okay, yo, baby mama, I bought that.
Yeah.
Side chick, I bought that.
Yeah.
Main chick, I bought that.
Yeah.
And your dream girl just called back.
Ah.
I'm still rapping that Northside with that big P on my ball cap. These broke niggas don't like me cause they say I think I'm all that. Now, come cop that run. I don't need a filter.
Nah.
Niggas claiming my flows.
Nah.
I just put these niggas on Mars.
Mars.
And I ain't claiming these hoes. Had these haters looking all salty.
Nah.
When I pulled up in that road, swagger surfing on them like Nolly.
Nah.
With three hoes like Santa Claus, and I'm the boss. I ain't a rock. Hit your girl by mistake, nigga. Wasn't even in my plan at all. I told homie I hit that. This nigga won't be playing at all. Knowing that girl is main thing. Next shit I don't like, nigga, bang, bang.
Okay, I wake up in the morning. I see dollar signs.
Facts.
Shawty wanna roll and I'm like, oh man, she fine.
Facts.
I got money all in my pocket and my Audemars on shine. So
yeah.
Why you hating on me?
Yeah.
I'm just living my life.
Turn
I'm
up.
Just young and I'm doing it.
Work.
Young and I'm doing it.
Work.
Young and I'm doing it.
Work.
I'm just young and I'm doing it.
Work.
I just want the money.
Work.
Y'all can keep them bitches.
Work.
I'm young and I'm doing it.
Work.
I'm young.
Welcome back to the Monday Night Jukebox, Musically Inclined. I am La Crush Hearts, and young and I'm getting it. Am I still young? I ain't midlife crisis yet. Anyway, did you know that right here at Phone Fantasy Radio, we are an interactive cyber broadcasting radio network with weekly shows, and we are now reaching out to our active listeners and asking for your feedback. Do you have a suggestion topic for us? If yes, share them with us so we can get the conversation started. We are seeking show topic ideas and relationships, dating, marriage, social economics, current events, sexuality, and much more. So visit our website, www.phonefantasyradio.com/suggestions. Fill out the form and let us know what ideas or topics you would like to discuss right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Tomorrow night is the Honey Sweet Crushing After Dark, where we get grown and sexy. And what better way to follow up Valentine's Day weekend with asking, what is whack sex? If you're whack in the sack, you're just whack. I don't know. I had nothing after that. We're just talking about it. We're also talking about the influence of porn. Do you watch it? Are you addicted? Do you love it? How does it benefit you? How does it take away from your life, your sex life, your relationships, How to Enhance It. So we're going to be talking about the grown and the sexy tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here, 805-830-8320, www.phonefantasyradio.com is the website. Okay, so we also got a mobile app. Shout out to the mobile app. Provided by blackvibes.com. Check it out, check it out, check it out. Let them know that Phone Fantasy Radio refers you to their free or premium package mobile app. So for $20, get you a nice little mobile app. It's real cool. Check it out. I kind of updated a bit, so please excuse, but you will be able to listen to the latest episode of Full Fantasy Radio. So March, the first week in March, at 9:30 p.m., March 4th, Wednesday, March 4th, at 9:30 p.m., we have the debut of the Dame O show. Yeah, it's going to be freaking epic. If you don't know who Dame O is, you can visit his website at www.dame-o.net and learn about him. I done played his music on here. He is a big deal. He's awesome, intelligent, good looking. He makes me laugh. He's very entertaining. So what better way to bring him to Phone Fantasy Radio so, you know, we can politic and learn from him. So definitely check us out on March 4th, 2015 at 9:30 p.m., 8:30 Central. There we go. 8:30 Central. I got, you know, I'm bad with the time zone. So definitely check us out there. Also, folks, ladies. This is a call out, if you will, to all my ladies out there, all my entrepreneurs. Actress, doing big things for us here at Phone Fantasy Radio. We are in search of women from all walks of life to join in our panel discussions about different issues for our Sister Soldiers Unite campaign for Women's History Month. Also started every Tuesday in March 2015. We are looking for professionals and entertainers to showcase a spotlight with the interview and the fan of her spotlight. There we go, fan of her spotlight. So if you are a young lady out there doing big things, we're seeking you to join us for an interview. It's Women's History Month, and we thought we would just have this campaign going. We got awesome topics lined up. Should I give you an example of the lineup that we have thus far? And I'm hoping that I get such awesome feedback that I can extend this over to April and it just not be a March thing. You know, I would like to make this a yearly thing. An annual thing, and hopefully y'all will give me that opportunity to do that. I'm looking forward to it. Here we go. I got a few things that we are talking about. Here's a tentative topic of discussion for the Sister Soldier Salute. So if you want to join the panel of discussion, we got three discussions thus far. To bear fruit or not to, we're asking ladies, why did you or didn't you have children? It's your right to choose. So we want to know, how are you handling that? You know, I don't have kids. I don't want kids, and I'll get into details on to why. And this is a conversation I would love to have with my women. I also got 3 more spots thus far for the Fan of Her Spotlight. It's a 45-minute interview, and we learn more about you and your craft, your talent, your services, all that good stuff. So if you're a Fan of Her Spotlight, we also have the Sexy Reflections. We have a special guest already signed up, Miss Kitty Pride, and it's your right to explore, and we want you to explore your sexuality. So we have Miss Kitty Pride, and that's going to be Crushing After Dark episode next month. And a final one that I thought was just, it was like my epic conversation here, and it's called, Women Broke It, Can Women Fix It? From Words of the Bible to the Willie Lynch Letter, it seems to be written that women are the birth and destruction of man. Can we restore our honor and rebuild mankind? And this is our opportunity to the right to be accountable. You know, there are some truths to it, whether it was directly or indirectly. There is some truths to it. And women, we need to be accountable because nobody's putting a gun to our head, but yet we never say, okay, yeah, we did that. Well, let's just talk about it. Let's have a conversation about it. So that's what's going down. I got 3 more slots. If you're interested, go to our web. I mean, hit us up in an email at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. That's phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. I already got a few people who's down to be for the show in the panel. So it's going to be great. It's really going to be great. I just can't wait. I'm excited because I think this is going to be an epic Sister Soldier Unite for March 2015. Every Tuesday is going down, and we appreciate you. Right now I'm going to shut up, play some music, and we'll be back in about a few minutes, about 12.
Yes. It was a beautiful day. It's gonna be a beautiful night. Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say? And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. Think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life, where trouble is a bubble in a champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same, and we gon' do it like this.
Got an addiction for life in this baby. Like every day is my birthday, know what I'm getting. Can't reserve the time, not that where I'm sitting. Me and my friends in about sickness and dependence. And my attitude so chill and so crazy. Design a suit that makes this look crazy. Sexy baby, don't you dare act like you don't see me. Baby, I know you see me. It's all about this. Thank you.
don't even clap the same when we living that champagne life. Sexier than a regular clap. Oh, it's a party. Reserved for top notch. Let's bring it back.
Oh, hey. Said it's all about this. Back on No matter.
Check left channel. Check right channel. Ah, fuck it. Just play another hit.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Monday night jukebox. Thanks once again to Mysterious Entertainment LLC coming through and representing with us. Thank you for everybody that tuned in and supported us. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/WRPF Radio, or search us for Phone Fantasy Radio. You can also like me at facebook.com/LaHearts. And we'll see you tomorrow. That's it. I ain't got nothing else to tell y'all. Once again, big shout out to everybody for supporting us. We appreciate you. Once again, ladies, please join us for the Sister Soldiers Unite next week. We're seeking women from all walks of life to join on live panel discussions and the Fan of Her interview spotlights for Women's History Month this March 2015. Our tagline, there are no strings strong enough to bound the spirit of a woman. And we need to just show y'all that. If you're interested in being a part of it, you can send me a message to La Crush Hearts on Facebook at www.facebook.com/LaHearts. That's LaHearts. Or you can email me directly at phonefantasyradio@gmail.com for more information. I got 3 live spots open. And I'm ready to see y'all tomorrow. So everybody enjoy your Monday night. And thanks for tuning in. Bye.